The recently concluded legislative session resulted in the passage of fewer bills but more constitutional amendments, as well as a wide range of participation by individual lawmakers. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt takes a look at the 2013 session by the numbers.
Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group has spent the days since the legislative session ended analyzing streams of data. He's found the Senate and Assembly passed 650 bills. That's one of the lowest numbers in decades, and he says part of a recent trend.
Three of the years with the fewest bills since 1915 have occurred since 2009. So it seems like a new reality in Albany where they're not passing over 1,000 bills like they used to.
Mahoney says part of the reason is that more unrelated policy items have been approved as part of the annual state budget. The change coincides with newfound powers discovered by former Governor David Paterson. They enable governors to force their agenda through the legislature as part of a budget bill if the deadline passes for the new fiscal year. This year, for instance, Governor Cuomo and lawmakers included a phased-in hike of the state's minimum wage in the spending plan, Mahoney says.
Which in the past maybe would have been their own bill, and legislators would have voted on a minimum wage raise on its own merits. But this year they had to vote on it along with every other part of the $130 billion state budget.
Mahoney says another reason is the ongoing recession and years of tight budgets, which leave little extra money for new programs. And he says there was gridlock in the state Senate between Republicans and independent Democrats who have a power-sharing coalition. The two factions could not agree on campaign finance reforms or a portion of a Women's Equality Act that includes abortion rights. The analysis also found the number of constitutional amendments has increased. Most years, just one or two are approved, but this year there were eight. They include expansion of gambling casinos, allowing judges to serve until age 80, and letting the legislature go paperless. Voters must review all of them at the ballot box.
New Yorkers this November will actually have six amendments to the state constitution to vote on, and they'll have another two next November.
Mahoney also looked at the performance of individual lawmakers, including how often they participated in debates. He found Senator Liz Krueger of Manhattan and the designated lead debater for the Senate Democrats uttered the most words at 40,064, while Senator Simcha Felder, a Democrat who sits with the Republicans, spoke just one word on the floor.
And that was here when they were taking roll call on the first day of session.
The lawmakers who missed the most floor votes of the session include members under indictment. In the Assembly, it was Democrat William Boyland of Brooklyn,
who's been arrested a number of times now, maybe three in the past 3 or 4 years. He actually missed 809 votes, which is nearly 75% of all votes taken in the Assembly this year.
Former Senate Democratic leader John Sampson, also of Brooklyn, missed the most votes of any senator with 318 absences. He's been charged with embezzlement.
He did have several distractions this year, notably being taken away in handcuffs in the middle of session.
The analysis also looked at which lawmakers had the best sense of humor. It found Senator Tom Libous, a Binghamton Republican, made remarks that elicited laughter about three dozen times. The analysis found the bulk of votes in both chambers were unanimous and that there was strong loyalty to party conferences. The most independent lawmaker overall was Senator Greg Ball, a maverick Republican from the Hudson Valley. He voted differently than the three Senate leaders around 85% of the time. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.